Harry Nelson. I just came back from the drugstore and I bought several bottles of Listerine. Because Listerine is the one thing I can't do without.
How about me?
Hmm?
How about me?
Oh, yes. Ozzy can't do without Listerine either.
Widely used antiseptic in the world, and Listerine toothpaste present America's favorite family comedy, The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, transcribed and starring the entire Nelson family, Ozzie, Harriet, David, and Ricky. Being a parent is to answer your children's questions fully and in complete detail. The age of question asking starts at about 2 and continues on, well, until your children are at least as old as David and Ricky. The favorite time for the asking of questions is when dear old Dad is deeply engrossed in the newspapers.
Hey, Pa.
Mm-hmm.
We want to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
It's about baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Are you listening? You sure, Pa?
Mm-hmm.
Can I have a raise in my allowance?
I should say not.
He's listening, David.
Yeah, I guess he is.
We have a question we'd like to ask you, Pa.
No, what's it?
Well, I'll ask him.
Oh, let me ask him.
Okay, then go ahead.
Between Scooter Rizzuto and Kitty Lee Reese, who do you think is the best shortstop?
Who's the better shortstop?
I already asked him.
Well, who do you think, Pa?
Or whom do you think?
We asked you first.
Yeah. I don't know. They're both great fielders, son.
I'm glad I found you all together. I ought to ask you something.
Hi, Mom. We were just talking about shortstop.
Shortstop?
Mom doesn't know what that means.
Sure she does.
Sure I do.
And how come you look so funny when David said it?
Well, I thought basketball season was all over.
Yeah, here's a picture of Phil Rizzuto.
Well, let's see.
He's just a little guy, isn't he?
What about Reese? They don't call him Pee-wee for nothing.
What is this, anyway?
They're baseball players.
Are they going to have midget baseball this year?
No, Mom. They're regular baseball players.
A lot of shortstops are small.
Well, certainly. That's why they're called shortstops, isn't it?
Now, you may not be too far from wrong.
Well, I really came in here to get your opinion about this skirt I'm wearing. How do you think it looks?
Oh, looks fine.
Hey, here's some pictures of Mickey Mantle.
How's it look in the back?
Why, look at that swing.
I beg your pardon?
I think he meant Mickey Mantle.
Oh. Well, what about it?
But he's a switch hitter. Plays with New York Yankees.
I mean, what about the skirt?
No, it looks fine. That's what I said. It looks fine, Harriet.
Well, that's some good rookies, too.
Well, there's certainly no shortage of material back there.
That's it.
Here you are, Harriet. The Yankees always come up with a good team. They've got a great farm system.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
They have a pretty fair manager, too, boy. And good coaching staff.
Yeah, I sure hope we get a good coach.
And Mr. Miller says he's not going to give up till he finds the right person.
What does Mr. Miller have to do with it?
He's sponsoring our team. I ought to be one of the pitchers.
I didn't know Mr. Miller was in the baseball business. Is he going to sell a grocery store?
No, Harry. He's just going to outfit the boys with the uniforms and promote the team. See, several other local merchants are going to sponsor teams, too.
A grocer having a baseball team?
Sure, I'll bet Mr. Miller has the best team in the league.
Well, at least we'll be the best bet.
Not only that, but you should have a good team, too. Got some good ball players.
All we need is a good coach.
Yeah, you're right there. All the material in the world won't help if the team isn't handled right.
Say, do you suppose your fellows could take time out for a minute?
Oh, hi, Mom. When did you get back?
I never left.
Well, Harriet, believe me, the skirt looks fine.
But it hasn't even been altered yet.
Oh. Well, I suppose it could be taken in a little. It looks a little full.
It has to be let out. That's the style of the skirt, very full.
Oh, okay. Well, the material's very nice.
Yeah.
Do you really like it?
Yes, ma'am.
Looks nice and cool.
Real cool.
No, I mean cool, cool.
I guess it is quite cool.
At least we know it's cool.
yeah, I'm real cool.
You said that.
Okay, okay. Dry material for the summer, does it say?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Well, maybe that'd be good for our baseball uniforms, David.
I don't know. It might not be sturdy enough. You'd slide in the second base and you wouldn't have any pants left.
We should get the employee to sponsor us and get two pair of pants.
If you slide the way Pepper Martin used to slide, you wouldn't have to worry about losing your pants. He used to slide in head first.
Yeah, but that sounds like a good way to lose your head.
It didn't bother you. You've got an extra one of them, too.
You're welcome.
Well, I might as well run along. I can't seem to get any satisfaction from you baseball fans.
So what is it you want to know, Harry?
Oh, nothing, really. I'm going to run down to the dressmaker's with this skirt.
Well, he'd be happy to offer any suggestions.
Sure, what's your trouble, Mom?
Yeah, what's that?
Well, I think I've been up, and apparently I've struck out. I'll see you all later.
Hey, Hon.
Oh, hi, Tony.
Yeah, I hear Ricky's going to be one of the stars of the Midget League this year.
Oh, who told you that,
Ricky? He's quite a kid.
Yeah, he isn't a bad ball player either. I just hope the kids get a good man to manage and coach the team.
Yeah, Mr. Miller's really crusading for the right guy, though.
Oh, it's pretty important.
Well, don't I know it. Look what old Casey Stengel has done for the Yankees.
Yeah, that's what I was telling the boys. We had a baseball discussion this morning. In fact, that's about all the conversation has been about for the past couple of days.
I'll bet Harriet really appreciates that.
Yeah, I'm afraid she doesn't follow it very well. She doesn't quite get what we're talking about.
No wonder Harriet looked so upset when she left the house this morning.
Oh, you saw her leave?
Well, I didn't mean to be spying, Oz, but when I saw her leaving with some clothes over her arm, I wanted to see whether you'd come running after her.
Well, it's just a skirt she's going to have altered or let out or something. Tell you the truth, I guess you aren't paying much attention.
Well, don't feel too bad, Oz.
No, but you're absolutely right. I guess it is pretty dull for a female around our house, especially at the start of each new sports season.
Well, that's easily remedied. Why don't you give her a break and talk about dresses and women's fashions once in a while?
What do I know about dresses except whether I like the way they look? Sometimes I don't even know that.
Well, you can find out. I always see lots of fashion magazines lying around your house.
Yeah?
Well, get a hold of a couple of them and look them over. Then when Harriet comes in, you can talk about something she can understand.
Yeah, sounds like an idea.
It's a darn good idea, and I offer it to you free of charge.
Well, thank you, Thorny.
You gonna try it?
Yeah, I think I will.
Attaboy, Oz. Good for you.
What are you so excited about? I'm the one who's doing it.
I know, but if it works for you, I might even try it myself.
Hi, Pop.
Oh, hello, fellas.
Is that the new sports magazine?
No, this is a woman's magazine.
What's that for?
That must be for the older sports.
Sit down, fellas. I want to have a little talk with you.
Are you sure you want me to hear this?
Yes, of course.
Something wrong, Pop?
No, not really. It's just I think we sometimes have a tendency to neglect your mother, conversationally speaking. I think we ought to bring her in on the conversations a little more.
But she isn't even here.
No, I know, but I mean when she is here. Yeah, we're always talking about baseball, the players and stuff like that. We forget your mother hardly ever knows what we're talking about.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Sometimes I don't know what we're talking about myself.
You think we ought to stop talking about baseball around the house?
No, but we ought to make an effort to balance the conversation, discuss things that'll interest your mother.
Do I hear somebody talking about me?
Oh, yeah. We were just saying a few things about you. And I was thinking how nice you look in this dress here in this magazine.
Yes, it is very nice.
You see, the jacket comes off and it becomes a cocktail dress, too.
Well, I really think I'd like something a little more practical. Something I'd wear at the baseball game. Do you know who was the batting champion of the Nationals last year?
You mean the National League?
That's what I said. He's Stan Musical.
Harry, I think you mean Stan Musial.
Isn't that what I said?
Harry, let's forget about baseball for a while. Have you seen the latest fashions in women's hats for this season?
Yes, I have, and I think they're dreadful. Speaking about hats, have you noticed how many players take off their hats to catch flies with?
No. You mean they tip their hats to acknowledge the applause of the crowd when they make a good play. It's just like a man tipping his hat when he sees a girl in a pretty dress. See, like this one here in the magazine.
Excuse us, please. Come on, David.
What's the idea?
That's what I'd like to know. Mom's talking about baseball and Pop's talking about dresses. You don't think they're thinking about exchanging places, do you?
Don't be ridiculous. Besides, Mom might make a pretty good sweater. She'd really bring home the bacon.
Sure, but if Pop decides to stay home and cook it, we're in a lot of trouble.
If you enjoy a game of bridge or canasta, make sure the people you play with enjoy it, too. Halitosis can spoil any game. Unfortunately, it can happen to any of us at any time. So before every date, use Listerine Antiseptic, the extra careful precaution that keeps breath fresh and clean longer.
Listerine kills germs instantly, stops halitosis instantly, and usually for hours. Because fermentation caused by germs in the mouth is by far the most common cause of halitosis. Chlorophyll and chewing gums don't kill these odor-producing germs. Listerine antiseptic does kill germs by millions. Toothpaste can't give you Listerine's germ-killing action. That's why Listerine antiseptic averaged 4 times better than the leading toothpastes and chlorophyll products it was tested against. To be extra careful, use Listerine antiseptic.
Try Listerine, buy Listerine, keep the best and clean with Listerine.
Well, sir, the baseball season is really here. At least I'm sure it's here as far as the Nelsons are concerned. And when I say the Nelsons, I mean all the Nelsons, even Harriet. Yes, sir, Harriet Nelson has suddenly and unexpectedly become quite an authority on the grand old national pastime. But let's get back to David and Ricky. Here they are out in the Nelson's backyard. David is catching, and Ricky is warming up his pitching arm.
Ball one.
Ball? That was right over the plate.
Ball one, high and outside.
That was in there by a mile.
Go on, get back to the mound before I toss you out of the game.
We better start calling you near-sighted Nelson.
Come on, hit the ball.
Okay.
Ball two.
What? Wait a minute. Where's my cap?
It's right there on the ground where you threw it.
Thanks. Now what you call that kid?
Ball two.
Ball two? That was right down the line.
Ball two, low and outside.
You're crazy.
Hey, what's all the commotion out here, fellas?
Oh, I'm just practicing, Pop.
Well, do you have to make so much noise?
Sure, I'm practicing how to yell at the umpire.
Sounds like you need any practice from me. Why don't you just stick to pitching?
Okay. That's my fastball with a hop.
Never mind the fancy stuff, Ricky.
What's the matter? Is it too hot for you to handle?
Heck no, I just don't want to have to climb up on our garage roof again.
The regular tight pitching will be fine, Rick.
Just let me show you my roundhouse. That's really tricky, boy.
Yeah, you have to climb up to the Thornbury's garage to get that one.
Oh, yeah? Listen, David, I'm a darn good pitcher.
Okay, then start pitching and stop talking.
Will you be the umpire, Pop? David's eyesight isn't so good today.
All right, I'll call a few for you. Let's do this right, though. Here, you step up the plate, Dave, and be the batter.
Oh, no, not unless I can put a bucket over my head.
You've been calling the pitchers like you already got a bucket over your head.
Never mind, Rick. You're not supposed to argue with the umpire. After all, he's the official, and his decision's final.
Yes, sir.
Step up the plate, David.
Just be careful, Ricky.
Play ball.
Yes, sir.
Ball one, high and outside.
Ball? Yes, sir. Ball one. Absolutely right.
Come on, Ricky.
Ball two, inside.
Yes, sir. Ball two, sir.
Ball three, inside.
Sir?
What is it?
Begging your pardon, sir, but do you think you may need glasses, sir?
Disagree with your father, too, Rick.
Oh, Harriet, I didn't see you over there. What do you have to disagree with?
Your last call. If it's over the plate between the shoulders and the knees, it's a strike.
Oh, yes, I know, but that pitch was inside. David even had to pull away from it.
The strike zone is based on a natural stance. David was crowding the plate.
Well, maybe just a little.
And another thing, David, that's the reason you're backing away and putting your left hand into the athletics, but he was a late swinger. I believe that was Tim and Cordner, Roger?
Yes, that's right, Harriet. Al Simmons of the Athletics, very unorthodox and a late swinger.
But a good player.
Yes, he sure was. He's one of the finest shortstops in the game.
Outfielder.
Yes, outfielder. Just testing you, dear.
some marketing to do. I'll be back in about an hour.
Okay.
Oh, just one more little point. You'd better move back a bit, Ricky. You're supposed to be 60 and a half feet from the home base.
A home plate, they usually call it. Yeah, hey, I just got to mention that myself, Rick. Move back a little. Well, goodbye, dear.
Goodbye.
Okay, then let's play ball. Well, come on, Rick, start pitching.
I think I'll wait until Mom gets back.
Hello, Mr. Miller.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Nelson. Say, it looks like you're shopping for a whole month today.
Well, just about.
Well, make sure Ricky drinks plenty of milk and eats all of his vegetables. You know, he's going to be pitching for our team.
So he tells us, about three times a day.
I guess you've been hearing a lot of baseball talk around your house lately.
Yes, the conversation has been rather limited. But baseball can be very interesting once you begin to understand the game.
Well, the only trouble is that not many women try to understand it. Now, you take my wife, for instance. She thinks a doubleheader is two glasses of beer.
Well, you must admit baseball is more of a man's game.
I suppose so.
What's that you're drawing?
Oh, that's a diagram of a baseball diamond. The Henshaw Realty Company is donating a lot for our home field, and I was just making a few rough sketches of it.
Oh, yes, I see.
It probably looks a little complicated.
Well, no, not really. Of course, you know more about this than I do, but don't they recommend that the back point of home plate be due west-southwest so that the least amount of sun will shine in the player's eyes?
My golly, I never thought of that. West-southwest, huh?
Well, I never would have thought about it either, but I just got tired of being left out of the conversations at mealtime, so I bought a couple of books, and I've been reading up on the subject.
Oh, now, Mrs. Nelson, you can't fool me. You're just being modest. Do you see anything else that doesn't look right?
Well, the distance from home plate to second looks a little short. I can write down the exact measurements if you'd like.
Would you please? That'd be a big help.
Oh, I'd be glad to.
Who do you think will take the pennant in the American League this year?
Well, it's a little early yet, but I imagine the Yankees are favorites.
Yeah. OK seems to have a corner on it, although Philadelphia might do something this year.
Well, Bobby Chance was the leading pitcher last season, and Gus Daniels a great long ball hitter, and Harry Bird was voted the rookie of the year, so they could be the team to watch.
Yeah. I suppose you'll go along with Brooklyn in the National League.
No, I think I'll try Chicago.
Well, they're a good club, and that Hank Sauer's a mighty fine boy.
He had 37 home runs last year. He was also voted the most valuable player.
37 home runs?
Mm-hmm.
That means he tied Ralph Kiner.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, look at the time. I better get started on a home run myself. Will you put this on our charge, Mr. Miller?
Oh, sure will. Say, I'd like to stop by and talk to Mr. Nelson about something if he's going to be home later.
Well, certainly. I'll tell him you're coming over.
Fine. And you're sure the rest of this baseball diamond is all right?
Well, I'm only going by the book, but it looks all right to me.
Fine.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Miller.
Oh, just a minute, Mrs. Nelson.
Yes?
Here's something you really deserve. A baseball cap with the compliments of the Junior League baseball team.
Well, thank you, Mr. Miller. I'll wear it home. Hi, look what I've got.
Hey, where'd you buy that?
I didn't buy it. It was given to me by Mr. Miller. You're looking at an honorary member of the Junior League baseball team.
Well, good for you.
Oh, Mr. Miller's coming over to talk to you about something.
Oh? Talk to me? Did he say what it was?
No, but it's probably about the baseball team. Now, are there any special requests for dinner tonight?
Now, let's see.
Well, before you say anything, just let me tell you this. We're having meatloaf.
You know, that's just what I was going to ask for.
Yeah, I bet you.
I think I know why Mr. Miller is coming over, Pop.
No? Why is that, Rick?
I bet he's going to ask you to coach the baseball team.
Oh, really?
Hey, I'll bet that's right. Congratulations, Coach.
Boy, we really have a good ball club now.
Well, I'll certainly try to do the best I can. Of course, a lot depends on my team. Now, wait a minute. Mr. Miller hasn't even asked me yet.
Oh, but he will, Pop. Why else would he be coming over here?
That's right, Coach.
Well, I guess that is a possibility. Gee, I wonder if I ought to accept the job.
Gee, why not?
Well, I'd take up all my Saturdays, not the day I'd set aside to help your mother around the house, she tells me.
This is pretty important, Pop.
Heck, Mom wouldn't care.
Oh, I'm afraid she would, Rick. Naturally, she'd never say anything about it.
Well, I think Mom's getting kind of interested in baseball, Pop. She's been reading the sports pages and listening to all the sports programs. She's even got a baseball rule book.
Well, that's only for our benefit, David. Just knowing a few rules and names of a couple of players doesn't mean a person's really interested in the game. Plus, it's very nice for her to pretend she is.
I'll get it.
Hello, Ricky.
Hi, Mr.
get you?
Pop in the living room.
Oh, hi there, Mr. Miller.
Oh, hi, Mr. Nelson.
Mrs. Nelson said you're going to stop by. Boys, why don't you go out and see if you can help your mother?
Okay, Pa. Come on, Ricky.
You're probably wondering why I stopped by, Mr. Nelson.
Well, yes, I was. Here, let me take your overcoat. That is good. Come on and sit down.
Thank you. I know you heard about the Junior League baseball team that the Merchants Association is sponsoring.
Yes, I think it's a very good idea, too.
Well, we've got all the players lined up, but so far we haven't been able to find a coach. That's a pretty important position to fill.
No, yes, it sure is.
Oh, yes, indeed. We need somebody who knows the game and understands boys, too.
Yes, of course.
And I think we found just the person for the job.
Uh-huh.
I thought I'd better talk to you first, though, and see what you said.
Well, it certainly is quite an honor, Mr. Miller. I'm just afraid it means spending too much time away from the family.
Yes, that's true.
Even if it's really flattering, I don't like to turn you down. I hope you understand.
Oh, sure, Mr. Nelson. I kind of know how you feel.
I'm sure you could find somebody else who'd be just as capable.
I suppose so, but we'll never find a better-looking coach.
I would say that, Mr. Miller.
And even if it were all right with you, I imagine Mrs. Nelson is much too busy to coach a baseball team anyway.
Did you say Mrs. Nelson?
Sure, she seems to know the game, and after raising two sons, I guess she understands boys pretty well.
You mean you want Mrs. Nelson to be the coach?
Oh, I can understand how you feel about it. Can't say that I blame you either.
Oh, no, wait a moment. Just let this sink in for a minute.
Hey, I just got a thought. How about you, Mr. Nelson? Would you be interested in coaching the team?
Me?
Well, why not? Since Mrs. Nelson is your wife, you probably know quite a bit about the game, too.
Yeah, she's taught me a lot.
Well, then, how about it?
Oh, this is such a surprise. I really don't know what to say.
Then I'll say it for you. He'll be very happy to accept, Mr. Miller.
Well, that's fine. Then it's all settled. Congratulations, Coach.
I think you've picked a very good man for the job.
I'm sure we have. Well, I'd better be running along.
I'll walk you to the door, Mr. Miller.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, Mr. Nelson.
Yeah?
This is all right with you, isn't it?
Oh, sure. Whatever the boss says.
Goodbye,
Mr.
Miller.
Goodbye,
boys. Well, I'm sure Mr. Nelson will do a bang-up job for our team.
Oh, I know he will.
Should make a wonderful coach.
I'm sure of it.
And if he ever needs any help, he will be around, won't you?
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, goodbye, Mrs. Nelson.
Goodbye.
Oh, here, let me help you off of that apron, Harriet.
What?
Just sit down right here. David, get your mother the sports page.
What is this?
No, just relax here. I'll have dinner on the table in a few minutes.
Almost every one of us at some time or other. Halitosis can happen to anybody, even to you. So why take chances when there's such a pleasant, extra careful precaution that keeps breath fresh and clean longer?
Listerine antiseptic keeps breath fresh and clean because Listerine kills germs, and germs are the most common cause of halitosis. Listerine kills odor-producing germs instantly. Stops halitosis instantly, usually for hours. Toothpaste can't give you Listerine's germ-killing protection. Chlorophyll and chewing gum don't kill germs. Listerine antiseptic does, by millions. That's why Listerine averaged 4 times better than the leading chlorophyll products it was tested against. Yes, 4 times better for keeping breath fresh and clean.
Try Listerine, buy Listerine, keep breath fresh and clean with Listerine.
Like you help me with.
Oh, what's that?
Will you thread the needle for me?
Actually, you can't buy a better toothpaste than Listerine toothpaste. One, you can't beat it for cleaning and polishing. Two, no toothpaste. I repeat, no toothpaste keeps breath cleaner or fresher. Three, and most important, Listerine toothpaste gives you the benefit of Listerine's special ingredient, Luster Foam.
Listerine toothpaste with Luster Foam can actually help your toothbrush cut down decay as much as 60%. That's right. Cut down tooth decay as much as 60%. And in the thrift pack, you get not one, but two big 45-cent tubes, 90 cents worth of the finest toothpaste you can buy for only 59 cents. What a buy. What a toothpaste. Mint-flavored, delicious Listerine toothpaste. Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet has just been accorded a very special honor. And to tell us about it, I'd like to introduce Mrs. Clara S. Logan, president of the National Association for Better Radio and Television. Mrs. Logan.
It gives me great pleasure indeed, especially since this is the second year in succession that I've been able to make the announcement that the Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet has been selected as the outstanding radio program of the nation in the family situation category. So on behalf of the National Association for Better Radio and Television, congratulations to Ozzie, Harriet, David, and Ricky, and their entire cast for their splendid contribution to American radio.
Tonight's Adventure of Ozzie and Harriet is brought to you subscribed by Listerine, the most widely used antiseptic in the world, and Listerine toothpaste. Next week, Ozzie and Harriet will be brought to you by Hot Point Quality Appliances. Remember, always look to Hot Point for the finest first. Appearing in support of Ozzie and Harriet with their two sons, David and Ricky, John Brown, Bob Sweeney, and yours truly, Vern Smith. Original music was composed by Billy May.